Let's head over to the KRDO newsline now. As we mentioned, despite some economic uncertainty, there's a new report showing that private equity is actually boosting local businesses. I'm joined by Emily Schellinger, the Vice President of Public Affairs for the American Investment Council. Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. We've got a great report to talk about.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's a term that a lot of people bound about right now as far as private equity. But what exactly is it and how does it differ from other investments?
Sure. So there are about 5,000 private equity firms across the country and many in Colorado. And what they do is they go into local communities, they invest in companies, grow them, help employ new workers, help strengthen the companies, and then ultimately sell them, you know, 5 to 7 years down the road. So that's what private equity does. We're investing across the country, and we're really excited about the investment in Colorado.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the key findings from this new report from the American Investment Council as far as the impact that private equity is having as far as boosting local businesses.
Sure. So we just released a report to show the top communities across America that have the most private equity investment, and Colorado is top of the list. In 2022 alone, private equity invested over $20 billion in Colorado, and that means over 215 companies received private equity investment. At the end of the day, over 222,000 Coloradans are employed by private equity, and there's over 4,000 in the Colorado Springs community.
And when it comes to, you know, that heavily investment that private equity is making here in Colorado, what has the economic climate and the political climate done to help facilitate such a kind of rush here in Colorado?
Sure. I think Colorado is a fantastic state. It's a great state for families. It's a great state for businesses. And it's a great state for private equity. And that's why you see private equity coming in and investing in so many of these local companies. Companies like the Big Splash Car Wash, Lillian Vernon, Ray Allen Manufacturing at the local level. And then also big national brands that everybody knows and loves, like Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme. I'm naming a bunch of donut companies, but there are so many others like Arby's and companies just across the state that people turn to every day.
Yeah, and when it comes to, you know, the discussions around private equity investing, of course, you know, we have such a kind of economic uncertainty right now. The political situation and the really issues that we've seen with some of the more niche banks that may have some ties to private equity, definitely not helping that. But what do you say to those who may be looking for some maybe investment from private equity or, you know, from those who question really the effectiveness that it really has when it comes to the local economy?
Sure. So private equity is critical in the local economy. If you look at all of the investment the industry did last year, over 62% went to small businesses. So it really plays an important role. And over 45% went to those companies that only have 100 employees or less. In every economy, when times are good or times are bad, private equity is investing. It really plays a critical role in helping small businesses keep their doors open and in helping local employees have good jobs to go to.
Emily, if anyone wants to get more information, maybe dive into this report a little bit more or learn more about the role that private equity does play in helping to boost some local economies, what's the best way to do so?
Sure. We have the report right up on our website. It's investmentcouncil.org. We also have social media feeds at America Invest, and we would love for you to check this out.
Absolutely. Well, Emily, we appreciate your time in joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.